you're having a dinner party. It's last mm-hmm. minute. You've realized the cocktail I'm making, this happens to Bobby all the time, the specialty cocktail that Josh is making, we're missing an item. We're missing a piece. And it can't be, there's no substitutes. We have to go to the liquor store, but we don't have time.
We have to get this particular vermouth or Amaro.
But we can't leave because the oven's on. What are you going to do? What's the solution? What would you do?
DoorDash, because I know that I can get local restaurants, local stores, local establishments, and get it to my apartment in no time.
If you're looking to celebrate with some special drinks, here's to alcohol delivers with DoorDash. Getting ready to host, looking to celebrate a special night in, what about a bottle of wine to pair with dinner or some beer to go with your chips and dip? No matter the occasion, if drinks are called for, DoorDash has you covered.
And then you know what? You tip right within the app. They get 100% of the tip. You got to tip your DoorDash drivers always. So save up to 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code WHO24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Lindsay Weber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And this is episode 20.
Episode 20.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
flying by.
Another week, another journey through the the weeds.
We're getting to the point where we've recorded so many episodes that now we're starting to revisit Who's. We will revisit some old Who's, some very recent history Who's in this episode. So that's kind of fun.
I feel like it's more canon Who's, you know, not old Who's. They're just like very strong Who's in our Who canon that keep coming up. I think people are starting to recognize the Who's that are, you know, part of this collection of VIP Who's, even though that is an ironic term, as you may understand, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
get started.
Let's do it.
You or Draylor? Yeah. 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 They want to know. Hey. Mia.
Hey. Mia. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.
Honestly, I don't think we ever resolved whether or not this person is a them or a who.
She's a who.
I think we did actually.
I fucked up.
You did. Well, I mean, I'm not like blame. I think we both have a part in this, but we basically like gave her a them pass.
We have to retract it.
You know, because Zendaya is still a who.
Number one, Zendaya. Number two.
Exactly.
She's still a who. We thought we were basically prematurely graduating her. And I think we were willing to give her that them pass because we understand that she will be a them in the near future. But as it stands on what is today, June whatever, 2016, she is a who.
Also, she keeps doing hooey things. So it's like hard for me to consider her graduated when I keep seeing her doing these things. Let's talk about the things that she is
like
getting
what?
Covered for. So, just this week, she was on the cover of Cosmo, which is cool. Them.
Sure.
But then, TMZ's like reporting about how she rented a house in Brazil, but the way that they reported on it was very hooey.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is, you saw this, right?
I was
dying. Zika Shmika. This rental pad in Rio is super baller. And it's like, where she's staying? In Brazil?
So I'm not sure I agree with you entirely that this is hooey behavior. It is to maybe...
I think it's not necessarily hooey because the Airbnb, the free Airbnb thing has been done by Beyonce and Mariah Carey.
That's what I was going to say.
And Mariah Carey. But it is very who behavior. I'm sorry. Like accepting a free Airbnb and putting it on your Instagram... is
no.
hooey behavior. And
it's hooey behavior. And I was
free Airbnb shit is extremely sketchy in general.
I just wanting to point out that Beyonce's done this, Gwyneth Paltrow's done this, Mariah Carey's done this. But the thing about them is, I don't know. They weren't so upfront about the fact that Airbnb paid for everything. So,
but that's why it was TMZ, sketchy, yeah.
Right. So the TMZ coverage of the thems who do this, it's like, can you believe Beyonce, of all people, is staying in an Airbnb? Like, can you believe Gwyneth Paltrow is staying in an Airbnb? And this is like, check out Zendaya's, like, pimp-ass Airbnb in Argentina. Like,
hope you don't get Zika, girl.
And it ends with her saying, big thanks to Airbnb for putting us up. So it's, she's basically implying that she did not pay for this.
Well, a lot of them do that. I mean, a lot of them have done that. I mean, Mariah Carey has stayed in a free Airbnb for the last maybe 4 years at this point. Like, it doesn't, that's not as long, it's not that long. But every time she posts, it's these Airbnbs that are like paid for. This one in Malibu that she always stays at for weeks at a time. And she just, you know, kind of promotes it. Anyways, I don't know what racket Airbnb is running with these, like, celebrities and celebrities. But Zendaya got the one with Zika. So, you know, clearly she was on somebody's list.
The comments in here are really funny. There's one that's like, Zendaya seems so down to earth and cool. Just get your immunization shots after vacation. And it's like, that's not how Zika works.
It's really, yeah.
You can't immunize against Zika yet.
I keep hearing, yeah, no, it's funny. People are not quite sure. Just get your shots. People are not quite sure how Zika works just yet.
let's move on to the next piece of Zendaya news. Which is
proving that Zika is still a who, because no one knows how to, like, deal with it. Anyways, yes.
Zika confused herself with Beyonce.
You just called her Zika. You just called her
Zika. Oh my gosh. Zendaya just confused herself.
Can you not call her Zika?
Jesus Christ. Zendaya just confused herself with Beyonce. So she posted a photo that she screen grabbed from Beyonce, in which Beyonce is standing in front of a Formation World Tour sign and, like, posing with champagne. And Zendaya says, when you think you see a pic of you living it up at the Formation World Tour, then realize you haven't gone yet and your tickets are in September, and then you realize it's Queen Bee, life made. So she's basically saying, I look like Beyonce.
But also, to be fair to Zendaya, she looks like everyone, so she looks like everything. So I also was like, oh, Beyonce. Or Zendaya. Like, it does look like Zendaya. But you should know what you look like.
Whos should have no trouble identifying themselves.
Also, confusing yourself, Beyonce, is the biggest humble brag that's ever maybe existed. Is that me? Oh, it's Beyonce. Anyways, we're not willing to graduate Zendaya yet. She's still in the canon. You guys can keep on talking about her. I still have no idea what she is or who she does. And speaking of who she is and what she does, who is Kristen Cavallari? And why doesn't she do cardio, Bobby?
Well, she is a former MTV star who, after leaving, what was it? The Hills? Laguna Beach?
All of them.
After leaving those MTV shows, she went on to do, I have no idea, but she did just release a book called Who Cares? And she's promoting that book, which is now a New York Times bestseller, which I don't even know what that means at this point.
I mean, that book got a lot of promo from my very favorite Gawker series, 500 Days of Kristen. So, you know, she should be thanking her lucky stars for that coverage.
Yeah, well, that book came out and now she's promoting it. And she was asked about her workout routine. And so this whole Us Magazine story is about how she doesn't do cardio because she focuses on strength training. And she goes 3 times a week. But my favorite thing about this article, did you notice it? When it's talking about, like, so in the story about Zendaya, it's like, Zendaya is also, in addition to being, like, on Airbnb, she's on this month's cover of Cosmo, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At least it's Cosmo. Kristen Cavallari is on this month's cover of Modelist. Did you see the cover of this? What is this magazine?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
It looks like one of those weird magazines that's in your hotel room.
I was just going to say, it looks like a magazine that you pick up when you're getting a pedicure and you're like, what is this magazine? Do you have an Us Weekly instead? I don't know what this magazine is.
She's covered in butterflies. I don't understand.
Also, it says the It Girls, and then it says behind the scenes in Puerto Vallarta with the hottest influencers, but the influencers is with a apostrophe S. To follow now. So basically there is a grammatical error on the cover of Montelista and they don't even name names. This, you know what this looks like? Remember when you would, like, get a gag gift and you could put yourself or your friends on the cover of a
on the magazine cover?
This looks like she went to, like, some
One of those photo booths that does it automatically.
She went to some bar mitzvah and they asked her what shoot photo she'd like to be in, and she picked the magazine cover. I'm sorry. It's just, no, you're right. True. It's not a real magazine cover. Point being,
it's not a real.
No matter how much press we give these people from the Hills and Laguna Beach for the 10-year anniversary, which did you see this week was wild how much press they got for this. They're still doing this shit.
But we need to move on.
Yeah, this next one, I can't even with this one.
We don't have to spend too much time on this. It's just sort of interesting to bring up.
Fellow or Who Weekly correspondent, Who Dat correspondent, Amina, is very upset about this.
I mean, it's upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Basically, the story is, and there's not much to it at this point because it's very early on, Drake is dating Hailey Baldwin. It's just, of all people, he chose a Who, which in some way proves our point that being a Who has nothing to do with quality. It's just, you know, a category to gauge popularity. But Drake literally could date anyone on the planet, and he's chosen Hailey.
Yeah, I mean, also, if you remember most recently, Hailey was maybe dating Justin Bieber. Do you remember the very wonderful GQ profile?
Yes.
Can I read you the part of the GQ profile about Hailey? Because it's very...
Oh, when she's just on the bed?
It's very telling. It just explains perfect. Kind of what this woman is about, right?
It's a perfect little description.
So, okay. It says... In the beginning of this paragraph, Justin Bieber asks, "Is Hailey in my room?" And then the writer explains who Hailey is, the daughter of Steven, niece of Alec, rumored to be Justin Bieber's boyfriend. And then we get to this part. Hailey is in his room. She's the only one in his room, except for Esther the dog, who smells incredible. When we enter, Hailey is wearing a black crop top and tight black pants, sitting on a pristinely made bed. She's doing nothing. No TV, no book, no phone. No computer, no music, no oil paints, nothing. She's pretty and polite and 19 and asks me, "What's up?" I'm impressed she does not hide in the bathroom with the shower running, which is what I would do if my super famous rumored boyfriend showed up with an unannounced journalist in the middle of the day. I feel guilty for Justin keeping from her. Wait, sorry. I feel guilty for keeping Justin from her. The suite is lovely, but smaller and less opulent than I imagined. The interior is lit like the inside of a cave at sunrise. Hailey and I and Esther take seats at a round table while Justin takes up an acoustic guitar. So,
oh my God.
This paragraph is just so, like, telling. I love she walks in. This is Katie Weaver. Walks in and Hailey is just waiting there like she was propped patiently. Up, you know, like she was told.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
It's great. So that's Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah, that's basically that. There's nothing else to say about her that we haven't said aside from, you know, that paragraph. I think
she's just a boring model with a whole lot of famous friends.
I wonder if she's just super fun and we don't know. Maybe she's a fun girl.
I feel like the Baldwins are a fun family.
I mean, her dad's an absolute whack job.
Yeah, well, so were her uncles, so.
I mean, all the Baldwins are nuts, but if you had to rank them from nuts to not nuts, Stephen Baldwin is the nutsest one.
Another apprentice casualty. This is the actor Stephen Baldwin. Casualty. I'm very sorry about that, Stephen.
Yeah. On the battlefield of Trump, I have been a casualty.
But you are a supporter of Trump, are you not?
Yes, I am. For me, in the realm of common sense logic, for me, just me, yep. I think Mr. Trump is going to really make some positive changes, make America great again, no question.
Next up, Lindsay, who is Jensen Button?
I had no idea, and I still really have no idea. So I Googled him.
Do your best to explain him.
So he came up for some reason, and I think his name is really funny, so I kept him in here. Because the Daily Mail was talking about him, and God knows the Daily Mail loves an international who-leb. Mm-hmm. And the headline is, Jensen Button, 36, looks besotted as he packs on the PDA with his stunning bikini-clad girlfriend model, Brittany Ward, 25, on a yacht in Monaco. Monaco should have been a good hint. He is a race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a ton about Formula One. I don't know how famous he is. He's probably pretty famous because usually race car drivers, if they're talked about, they're pretty famous or, mm-hmm. you know, accomplished.
I assume the same thing.
Can you name another race car driver who is alive?
No.
Aside from Danica Patrick?
That was that guy we talked about that one time.
You're right. Oh, the one who...
He's the son. He's the son of the famous
one. Oh, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Didn't he die?
No. Mario Andretti's son. And it's like Kevin Andretti or like Bill Andretti. Kevin.
There's also that really famous one that's like the most famous one that is rumored to be dating Frank Ocean. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. What's his name? And he's friends with everyone.
What's his name? He's rumored to be dating Lewis Hamilton. He is extremely famous. You know what the other hint is why he's probably dating Frank Ocean? Do you know who else he was rumored to be dating? Kendall Jenner. Fake.
Oh my God, this says so many things.
I know. So Lewis Hamilton is probably the biggest race car driver, famous person. And this Jenson Buttons is a who for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know who any of these people are, but I think in the world of race car driving, people would say, yeah, these are people you know.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Anyways, this Jenson Button is hanging out with his girlfriend on a yacht. There's really nothing else. This entire article is just pictures of them hanging out on a yacht.
It's just different. It's just like the Kirsten, whatever, her ass zoomed in at different levels.
Yeah. I mean, her name is Brittany Ward, not Kirsten.
Oh, Brittany Ward. But it's spelled strangely.
It's spelled without like an E and also five T's or something. I love there's a picture of her touching his back, and his back has this awful tattoo.
And the caption
says, "Pet: Brittany frequently stroked Jensen's taut back muscles, which are inked with a series of Chinese characters and a dragon." Disgusting. Daily Mail is disgusting. Disgusting.
They referred to her butt as her pert posterior at one point.
Ew. Okay, I can't.
Oh my God, these captions. Alone time. Confident in herself and comfortable with her friends, Brittany is at ease even without Jensen. Can you believe this woman can handle life without her boyfriend near her?
Can you
fucking believe it?
I really, after reading that article, I honestly can't. Okay, I can't talk about her anymore. Okay, gross. Also,
you know what he looks like? He looks like Spike Jones.
He kind of looks like Calvin Harris to me right now.
Calvin Harris mixed with Spike Jones.
Gross. Okay, we're moving on. Bobby, who is Rupert Friend?
Fuck. I know who Rupert Friend is.
I love Rupert Friend. I kind of don't. He's in a lot of British movies.
I understand that he's a who, but he's a them to me. He was in...
Hasn't he been in 25 Pride and Prejudices?
He was in The Young Victoria. He was in this really good movie with Joan Plowright called...
What? Can't even remember your favorite movie starring Rupert Friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's not my favorite movie. Oh, it's called Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont. It's...
Honestly? It's,
he's like... Basically, he just becomes friends with this old lady and he pretends to be his...
That's
he pretends
literally
to be her grandson.
Your favorite genre of movie. I love it.
No, it's true. Anyway, so...
Rupert Friend. I get it. I get you're British. I get it.
He is most well known, I would argue right now, for being the star in Homeland. RIP, he just died last season, so he's not going to be on it anymore. But Rupert Friend married this woman, Amy Mullins, and the reason this is in the news this week is because they didn't announce it until a month later on Instagram. So it's the story becomes, they had a surprise wedding and we didn't know about it until just now. So that's fine. That's not really a story. But did you look at the photos? Because my favorite thing about this story, and which is why I wrote, I love this, next to the names in the doc.
I was wondering why you loved this.
Did you notice something strange about the photos?
No.
There are only two other people there.
At their wedding?
At their wedding. It's Rupert.
Oh, when the pictures of them looking on are really funny.
Yeah, it's Rupert, Amy, and they're two friends, and there's never a photo where you can see more than four people. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that the photos of all four of them were taken on a tripod with a selfie timer, and that no one else was at this wedding.
Also,
I think they only had two witnesses.
Great thing. If you click the names of the people at the that she's tagging at the wedding, one is not available, and one is named Bettany Vernon, and her bio is designer, paradise, found fine erotic jewelry, sexual anthropologist, and author of Boudoir Bible. And then one of her Instagrams says, the Thistles, our secret wedding gang.
It sort of seems like to me that they both got married at the same time. Both couples got married on the same day.
I honestly cannot tell, but this woman's Instagram is wild.
And they were each other's witnesses.
Yeah, this is getting boring the more I even like just
getting
think about
really
it.
Boring.
You literally just stopped talking.
Can we? Yeah, because I fell asleep. Let's move on to this story, which I think you're going to have to explain because I don't really know the full deal. Oh, God. Wait, I skipped one. Ugh. Do we have to talk about Sean Duffy? Jesus Christ.
I don't want to, but I do love that Us Weekly's headline for this is just Real World alums Sean Duffy, Rachel Campos Duffy have eighth child together.
Which, I mean, they're burying the lead there because the reason Sean Duffy is someone now, I wouldn't go ahead and call him a them, he's still a who, is because he's a congressman.
I know, but Us Weekly will never let you forget which seasons of Real World these two were on.
Yeah, he's a very conservative Republican congressman, and so he's just had his eighth kid.
Happy for
him. He was on the Real World Boston, which is a really good season.
Okay.
Rewatched that recently. It's very good.
Okay.
The season with Montana. Remember Montana?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, because, oh, you're a Boston girl. You're a Boston girl.
Yeah, but it's not like I
was
like...
Was that a big thing?
No. Because also, Real World Boston came out when I was maybe four. It's not, you know...
No, I think we were probably like 10.
Your favorite Real Worlds are always the ones that are when you're 13 or 14. So my favorite ones were like Hawaii.
And New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
Seattle.
It was when I was conscious to know what this was, to care.
And that's it. Yeah. I didn't actually watch Boston until much later on in life, as in like 2 years ago.
Right.
And it's wonderful.
Cool. Good to know.
Anyway, we have to move on to Fifi Dobson and Yellow Wolf because what the hell is going on with this
story? First of all, did not know that Fifi Dobson was dating Yellow Wolf. Do you know who Yellow Wolf is? I actually really didn't, but he's a rapper.
I only knew he was a rapper. That's all I knew about him.
He's a rapper, but he kind of looks like a mix between Kid Rock, but of 2016. So like Kid Rock mixed with... who's that rapper duo that is crazy? They're like...
Macklemore?
No, the man and the woman, and they're kind of crazy. They were in a movie with a robot.
Oh, D-N-Word.
D-N-Word. Like, it looks like that guy mixed with Kid Rock. Like, he's shitty. He looks
What's
like trashy.
What's his name, the D-N-Word guy?
I don't know. I could not tell you what his name is.
Ninja.
Yeah. Okay.
Ninja.
Cool. Glad you looked that up.
He looks like Ninja. Or Yolandi. Or is the girl Ninja. It doesn't matter. I can't keep talking about this.
Point being, Yellow Wolf was dating Fifi Dobson, who, if you remember Fifi Dobson, she's Canadian.
Canadian pop singer.
Pop singer. She had like two hits.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're not dating.
And they're not dating. And the way that poor Yellow Wolf found out that they were not dating was he got home from... His Instagram comment makes it seem like he was only gone for an hour, but he says he gets home from this meeting and his house is completely trashed.
No, he left a four-hour meeting and signed a five-year lease on his, like, store or something, and she wasn't there.
She wasn't there, and she completely, or he presumes that it was her who did it, but his house was completely trashed, and then she was just, like, she ran out on him. But they've been together for a really long time.
He really,
so there must have been something specific.
He really turns around the Instagram caption, though. It's like, he goes home, his girlfriend's gone, but then he goes to his new place and pukes in the porta potty, and then he says, like, congrats to my guys on our new project.
Whatever. He's looking on the bright side of things. Which is the Yellow Wolf way, I assume.
If she left, I'm sure she has good reason. Go Fifi. Like, you know. Here's something I love about Us Weekly. They had an article this week that really cracked me up. Which is, this is very sad, but you can't not laugh when you see these things, right?
Right.
So Us Weekly has, you know, their stories about all these who left.
This is really sad.
Sorry, but then they have just fentanyl. all about the drug that killed Prince, which is awful and depressing, but Us Weekly treats it like it's just this celebrity that they've come across, like Zika, and like, anyone. And,
Hailey Baldwin, yeah, and all about the girl who's dating Drake.
Right. Fentanyl, all about the drug that killed Prince. And it's, you know, I didn't click because I honestly have no interest. I get it. But the point is that this could have been like, what's in my bag? Fentanyl, you know? Or
it could have been framed a little more respectfully.
25 things you don't know about fentanyl. God. The drug that killed Prince. God. I'm sorry. Come on. It's just, I can't with them sometimes, right? I can't with them.
Right.
I can't.
Well, let's play this game that you keep talking about.
Excuse me, I talked about it once. Okay, so I had a great idea for a game. I think you will like it. And then I spent a little time crafting it last night. And I think you might actually find it difficult, which I'm excited about. Okay. I'm going to call this game Humilton. Humilton.
Oh, God.
This game is called Humilton. And this game is, you can play it with your friends, although it takes a little bit of research, which is like not the most fun thing. But anyways, so this game is you have to guess which of these people has not seen Hamilton. And by has not seen Hamilton, I mean has not been
covered.
Has
not been photographed.
Right.
There.
So I don't know actually for a fact whether these people have or haven't. I know the people who have seen Hamilton have seen it because it was covered in the press or by Instagrams or blah, blah, blah. The people who have not, there is no proof. And the one rule of Hamilton, if you go see Hamilton, there's proof that you have seen Hamilton. There's even proof Bobby has seen Hamilton.
I did not put Hamilton proof anywhere. I was very conscious of not putting proof anywhere.
You Instagrammed a playbill.
I went on. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I promise you. No, I didn't. I sent you a photo of the playbill, and I said, I'm not Instagramming this.
Well, I have proof that you've seen Hamilton, and I can leak it to the press anytime.
I didn't Instagram it.
I'm just saying, in the Who Weekly squad, Bobby has seen Hamilton, and I have not. So this is the game where you guess.
I have
proof. This is the game where you guess which is the Humilton of this pair, and the pairs are related people. Okay, ready? Number
one. Pairs. Okay, so, okay,
they're
that's
pairs.
Interesting.
So you have to say, I guess you have to guess who has not seen Hamilton. Is what you have to guess because it's more fun to guess who hasn't than who cares who has. Okay.
Yeah.
Number one. These are two. They're themed together. So. These are scandal stars. Scott Foley or Bellamy Young? Who has not seen Hamilton?
Scott Foley.
That is correct.
All right.
Okay. Ingrid Michaelson or Sarah McLachlan? Who has not seen Hamilton?
Oh, my God. I know that Sarah McLachlan's a big, like, New York girl. She's always doing New York things, and she has kids. I bet she took her kids there. I'm going to say Ingrid Michaelson hasn't.
Wrong.
What?
Ingrid Michaelson has seen Hamilton, and Sarah McLachlan, I googled a lot, and she has not seen Hamilton. But she is writing music for the upcoming Godzilla musical. I don't know if that's true, but that was in Google.
Oh my God.
Okay, because if you Google Sarah McLachlan a musical, you get this stuff. Okay, ready? This is next.
In the Arms of the Monster.
Two
okay, go
famous
on.
Gay people who are in relationships with more famous people. David Burtka or Portia de Rossi, who has not seen Hamilton. According to Google.
Portia de Rossi.
Cool. Good, yes. David Burka has definitely seen Hamilton.
David Burka has seen Hamilton 7 times.
Okay.
I'm certain of it.
This is the model edition. Which of these models has not seen Hamilton? Bahati Prinsloo or Karlie Kloss?
Karlie Kloss.
Nope. Bahati Prinsloo has not seen Hamilton. Karlie Kloss has seen Hamilton.
Interesting.
Okay. Which of these stars of The Practice, remember that show?
God.
Has not seen Hamilton? Cameron Manheim. Or Dylan McDermott.
This is so rude. How did you even decide these things?
I'm good. I'm that good.
Cameraman or Dylan McDermott. I'm going to say that Dylan McDermott hasn't seen it.
That is true, because Cameron Manheim has seen it.
Did she bring her son? She's very obsessed with her son.
Dylan McDermott has not seen it. According to Google, maybe he has, but he didn't Instagram it. But there's no point of seeing Hamilton if you don't Instagram it. So might as well have not seen it. Okay. Number six. Two Olivias, Olivia Wilde or Olivia Munn. Which Olivia has not seen Hamilton? Also, can you tell them apart?
Yeah, Olivia Munn hasn't seen it.
That's right. How'd you know? Yeah. How'd you know? Because Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. Because Olivia Wilde. It's the New York people who are constantly out and about doing New York things.
Okay.
And she and Jason Sudeikis are like New Yorkers.
Okay. And the last one. Julianne Hough or Nina Dobrev, who has not seen Hamilton?
I know this. Nina Dobrev, because I've seen the photo of Julianne.
They've both. That is a trick question. They have. Damn, they have both seen Hamilton.
This is so rude. We can't do this anymore.
You loved that. It was the best game you've ever fucking played.
Okay, we have to do Rita.
Cue it. What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Okay, what's Rita up to this week?
Number one, probably the biggest thing she's been up to in a really long time is being rumored to be dating Justin Bieber. And this rumor created what might be the best headline of all time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you probably already know it by heart. But the TMZ headline was, which it's so rude because TMZ has their shares at the top of every post. And it's like the big stories get thousands and thousands of shares. And this in like 2 days has only gotten 635, which is rude of America.
Well, it's literally in a different language. So maybe people just didn't know what it meant.
The headline is Justin Bieber, comma, Rita Ora. ¿Qué hora es? Time to hook up.
I laughed at this so much. I laughed at this so much.
Good.
¿Qué hora es? Time to hook up. Who wrote this? Give them a Pulitzer. Also, this this write-up is extremely good because it's just, they went to a nightclub in Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end it says, to be continued, maybe.
The thing about this, though, is I was seeing someone else cover this, maybe Vulture, maybe, I don't remember who wrote it, but they also had a shady headline, and it was like, Justin Bieber can't bear to be seen out with Rita Ora, so he covers his face, because Justin Bieber's face, you only know it's Justin Bieber because they have an arrow pointing to him, because he has his hoodie zipped all the way up, so you can only see his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's kind of funny, but also rude to Rita Ora.
I mean, you know. They knew we would know. Anyways, do you know she's also supposedly dating?
Dakota Johnson.
According to the movienewsguide.com, which is literally not a website, Dakota Johnson and Rita Ora are locking lips on the set of 50 Shades Darker. Mm. Probably not. They're probably not. But they're friends. And it's fun to imagine maybe that they've hooked up on the set of this movie, but they're definitely not. Rita Ora also just continues to, you know, do amazing things from the set of 50 Shades, you know.
She took a selfie on the set, looked very happy.
I loved it. And then she also hung out with someone who I don't know named Vass Morgan from...
Who's the Only Way is Essex.
The Only Way is Essex. So she,
she hung out with a whom?
She hung out with a whom? Towie's Van... Van Vass... What's his name? Vass Morgan.
Vass Morgan. And the only reason this is in the Sun is because her nipples are out.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. That's true. And not even, like, it's not like her nipples are out in a, it's very, it's.
They're just poking out of the shirt.
It's very distracting, actually.
But the headline is, boobs on the loose, Rita Ora nips out with Towie's Vass Morgan.
Nips out. Nips out.
Boobs on the loose. Boobs on the loose. They are friends. There are several photos of them together. Please. So they must be old friends.
Boobs on the loose.
Boobs on the loose.
The pop star gave Instagram fans an eyeful and a skimpy vest, which showed up her chest. Oh my God, I can't. This is like. I thought KRS was the best headline, but apparently the Sun is.
Boobs on the loose.
Boobs on the loose.
Okay, this is the end.
You sure, Rita?
Thank you to thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's, as always, for our wonderful Rita song. You got to keep rating us on iTunes. Thank you so much for doing that. We love you every time you do it. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. I'm gonna get better at doing Instagrams every day. I set a reminder on my phone.
Man,
I set a reminder on my phone last night to post them every night. Okay. Anyway, okay, and then never forget. Always call 619 Who Them. If you got a question or a comment, because we love listening to them.
And, we'll,
and we got our call-ins episode.
We'll do our call-ins episode. We'll be out on Thursday.
Thursday.
So get excited.
Yeah. So, see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
You or Drayla?
Famous.
Zika confused herself with Beyonce.
You just called her Zika. You just called her Zika.
We got new boots and I'm so thrilled. They're Tecova's boots. And you know why I'm so excited about getting Tecova's boots and why I was so happy to get mine in the mail? Because the girlies from Potomac went to the Tecova store in the most recent season of Real Housewives of Potomac. And I was like, if Robin and Karen have Tecova's, I want Tecova's.
Well, I have a good reason too, because I've been doing a bunch of line dancing and I didn't have any cowboy boots. And so I got my Tecovas. Ooh. And let me tell you, the difference it makes to be dancing in cowboy boots, huge.
On the line dancing floor? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you can really smack the floor and swing around. You need cowboy boots.
Yeah, I didn't get cowboy boots. I got Chelsea boots, but they're great. They're brown.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see them.
They're just, I like taking them on and off. They're so lovely. They're kind of a beautiful leather. They're beautiful leather.
Well, they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. They've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. It's true, because cowboy boots can be a little bit hard to break in.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Mine, I was swinging around, no pain.
No pain. And Tecova's is Western to their core. They offer a bunch of other head-to-toe Western staples like trucker jackets, the perfect jeans, performance pearl snaps, cowboy hats, bandanas, you name it. They'll get you outfitted. They believe in Western for all. And you can feel that when you go into their stores. When you walk in, you'll be greeted like family. I saw them do it to the girlies from the Real House of Potomac. It seemed like they were being greeted like family. You'll be offered a boot shine and a drink. Yes, even the hard stuff if you prefer. And you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. But if you can't make it into a store, Tecova's delivers the most premium quality and the most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and point your toes west.